Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Sandra Mendes, on the Memoirs of Her. H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, R standing for resilience. Please be advised, this is a podcasting session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts in life. Tonight's topic is going to be part two of why is exclusivity in relationships becoming non-cultural. I talked about how monogamy is no longer considered of value and have become more of a sexual casualty, in which people choose to live in an open slash free relationship and or marriage. And I talked about how the key word to this all is choice. And as a result, the freedom of choice comes from a place of autonomy and the ability to be in control of one's life. Now, my whole thing is this. When it comes down to autonomy, it's one thing to be able to be heard in a relationship, but it's another when respecting boundaries set on behalf of both people in particular. This is what relations and being able to get along with, you know, your counterpart is all about. Some people, as I mentioned before, can function in a toxic relationship where there is friction and arguments and things of that sort. But like I said, when it comes down to autonomy and respect of person, I think that monogamy, once again, is a choice between two people. I do not think that it affects the love that both people have for each other when there is an agreement made as far as either being in a monogamous relationship or non-monogamous relationship. Whereas it's open and both parties, you know, want to be open about every part of their life without having to feel stifled in any kind of way. Now, I talked about how when it comes down to monogamy and just, you know, sexual interaction in itself, I feel that, you know, we all are adults, and I feel that some people do not feel that they owe their counterpart an explanation about anything because they don't want to feel like a little kid. But I feel like maturity comes when, you know, you are in control of your life and you are also open and honest and not being selective with the honesty and the parts that you choose to be open with as a person in relationship with someone. So I feel like at the end of the day, when you are real with yourself, you real with, you know, your relationship and the person who you are with and have respect for them, I feel at the end of the day, there can be a common ground and compromise when it comes down to setting boundaries and being able to have each party feel comfortable, whether it be in a monogamous relationship or non-monogamous relationship per se. I feel that it's not just about the physical, it's also about the mental and soulful aspect when it comes down to being able to be in a monogamous relationship with someone or non-monogamous relationship, and being able to come to a common ground with each other, and that the respect factor is not being violated in any kind of way. So, for example, I would say, and some people could agree to disagree with me. Let's say you are in a relationship with someone and they are part of the entertainment industry. And let's say from a man to a woman, if you know that your woman or your girlfriend or whomever is in that part of entertainment industry, so whereas let's say she's a stripper, and, you know, that's just what she do for pay, and that's how she gets by. But yet and still, you know that she's not her occupation, she's not her job, or whatever the case might be. And you are 100% aware of what she's doing, how she's doing it, and how she goes about making her money. So, you know, at the end of the day, as a man, You may not feel comfortable being that she's in the entertainment industry, whether she's a stripper or whether she's an actress or whether, you know, she's in some type of industry that can be threatening or not just threatening, but can cause your relationship to be jeopardized based off the choices that each person made. But not to get off tangents, like I said, she's in the entertainment industry. You're capable of what she's doing, whether she's an actress or a stripper. And let's say you as a guy and as a respect for your relationship, you know, y'all have boundaries. Now, let's say you may not be comfortable with, let's say, other guys looking at your woman, you know, her being a stripper. And I know some guys will say, oh, I would never date a stripper, this, that, the third, but you will never know what you'll do at the end of the day. But the whole point of the factor is that, okay, you know that this is how she makes her money, right? This is how she attains a living, you know, and as a result of that, you know psychologically that it may affect you in some kind of way. You know, especially if you do love this person, you care about them, and at the end of the day, whether you have a tutorial mindset or you genuinely love this woman, you're still going to go through a psychological, you know, back and forth, you know, as far as, okay, if she's intimate with other guys, is she doing other things with, you know, other guys other than myself, that thought is going to run through your mind and going to make you curious, and as a result, if she's not bringing no sense of security to you and just care about her job and her making money, and she doesn't care about whether you feel insecure about the relationship or respecting you as a man in relationship to her, then at the end of the day, it's like you don't have no common ground with her because she's living her life as single. She's not looking at you as someone who's considering your feelings or your options. She's just looking at money and her occupation, and that's what she likes. And like I said, to each its own, right? But when you have someone who's a part of the entertainment industry, and let's say she's just doing it because she wants to get through college, but she loves you dearly, you know that it's times where you either pick her up at night. You know, this is a sacrifice that you make to make sure she's okay, or whatever the case might be. Or sometimes you may come in on whatever entertainment industry or things that she do. So let's say you choose to do that, to make that sacrifice to, you know, keep that bond and that relationship secure between you and, you know, your significant other, you know. So I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it all boils down to agreement. It boils down to respect of person. And it all boils down to being open 1,000%, and not just 100%, but 1,000% with the person, with yourself, and the relationship that you are in. Okay, if you know that you cannot, you know, either meet the expectation of the relationship, not just the expectation of the person, but do right, you know, by the relationship, then at the end of the day, you know as a person that you don't need to be in a relationship with anyone, because at this point, if you feel that you could do anything that you want in a relationship and anything's goals, then you don't need to be in an intimate or monogamous relationship with someone. If you feel that non-monogamous relationships is just a way or an excuse for you to live the life that you want, not really basically catering to a relationship that can be healthy for the future or something that's just temporary and things of that sort. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that when it comes down to relationships that you have to stop what you're doing to make money, but consider your counterpart. Consider the person who you are with, aside from disregarding their emotions and not having any respect for them in particular. Because like I said, when it comes down to relationship, it's about mental health, emotional health, and that soulful health at the end of the day. And just because the physical aspects may be taken care of, that does not mean that the emotional and mental part of it is well taken care of. Okay? So, with that being said, like I said, I talked about in last week's show about, let's see, hold on. I talked about what are free and open relationships. I also talked about what are the types of relationships in detail. I talked about, do sexual liberated relationships last long and to what degree? I talked about, has love become more of a self-indulgence and less selfless? And then last thing, I talked about, how do people establish a peace of mind in an open relationship? So if you are listening to part two of why exclusivity in relationships becoming non-cultural, you might want to take the time out to listen to part one and, you know, get a gist of the whole topic in itself, and then make your judgments or assumptions, you know, from there. So with that being said, I wanted to talk about, are open relationships like an open recipe for disaster or union between two people? Now, this is more of a two-edged sword question, because everybody may see it differently. They may view the relationship factor just slightly different. Okay? And it all depends on a person. Okay? So, being a devil's advocate, I would say, from a positive and negative aspect, I say that open relationships can be a recipe for disaster when there's no mutual understanding or compromise in a relationship. So mutual understanding the ins and out of your counterpart, who you are with, and then also having a mutual agreement to where, you know, there is boundaries that's going to be respected because it's a respect of the person to who you are with. Okay, so it can be a recipe for disaster when those terms and mutual agreements and understandings and is not being met, and it can lead to, you know, the counterpart being cheated on or feeling violated in a relationship. Now, on a different spectrum of it being positive, you know, it can lead to developing a union between two people who are honest and open about their relationships. So the people who are open about their relationships, some people stick to the fact of just the sexual part, you know, as far as the sexual liberation and being intimate with more than one partner. And, you know, there being a mutual understanding that, okay, this is what I'm doing outside of our relationship, so that way you don't have to feel, you know, that I violated you or disrespected you in any kind of way, but this is what's going on. And, you know, it's already at the forefront that you're not being committed to a monogamous relationship, but you know that your relationship with this person is more non-monogamous more than anything. Okay, so once that's established and the person still want to work with you, be in partnership with you, there's boundaries being respected as far as respect the person, the situation, and it's a mutual agreement, then yes, it can grow into something more, you know, something greater than, you know, it's just being a selfish deed on behalf of both people in particular. Okay, I feel that it's more of a selfish factor when one person feel that they can do XYZ in a relationship and expect the other person not to do XYZ. I feel that that's not a healthy and conducive or productive relationship, in my opinion. Okay, so the next question is it normal for men and women to be in a non-monogamous relationship? And I would say, in my opinion, it's not as healthy and stable as a monogamous relationship, and it's not the same. And that's only because it's coming from me, per se, as a woman, you know, perspective, that it's not healthy, only because women like to feel secure. Women like to not just feel like they're the only person, per se, because sometimes that's just, you know, kind of like on the spectrum of fairy tale, but at the end of the day, they like to feel like they're being protected. And when it comes down to protection, if they know that their partner is out being sexually active with someone else other than themselves, they want to know that this person is protecting themselves, that whatever relationship that they have with that person is secure, and that the person ain't doing anything that they wouldn't do, even though it's a different degree and dynamic to what the man may be doing from what the woman may do. Okay, so I feel at the end of the day that from a woman to a woman is not going to be with multiple men intimately if she knows that this one man is providing for her, taking care of her, and handling his business and doing what he needs to do. And on the same token, being honest and open with her, but also respect her as a person and as his counterpart. But he's being open and honest about the activities that he do as a man, and that he can, that he's not going to be committed to a monogamous relationship with just her. So, you know, to each its own once again, how, you know, that's a kind of like a touchy topic to talk about or to be open about in a relationship that may be exclusive. However, moving along to the fact of a man to woman, if a man is with a woman and she's sharing with this guy that she's going to be sexually active with other men, I don't think that man is going to take her serious or want to be with her long term. That's just my opinion. If she's doing that, okay, and have that type of sexual liberation. So I feel like it may not be normal in that spectrum for a woman to be sexually active with multiple partners. But at the end of the day, if that woman is suffering from promiscuity, then, you know, that's a illness that she has to deal with and that she has to tame for herself. I do apologize for the little tongue twister, but, you know, I just tried to, you know, get the whole wording out. But yes, that's my whole thoughts on that. Now, to bring a little bit more entertainment to, you know, this topic and to, you know, talk about this rules for open relationship when it comes down to people taking their relationship to the next level as far as the sexual evolution between both parties and things of that sort. So I'm just going to give an example of the rules for open relationship that was from a Twitter user named Calvin, right? So he talked about some of the rules that him and his counterpart had came up with, and you know, some of the boundaries upon him being open that he's not going to be committed to a non-monogamous relationship. But to bring some sense of protection and security for his woman, these are the boundaries that she set before him that made her feel secure and that he chose to either respect or not. So, number one of the rules his girlfriend had was, don't bring your girlfriend into our home or around our family. Number two, either use a condom or both of you have to get tested every 4 months. Number three, you can't give her oral sex. Number four, don't get emotionally invested, and as soon as feelings begin to develop, you cut it off. Five, whatever you do, don't get her pregnant. Number seven, check in with me regularly about how things are going. Number eight, you can't be with your girlfriend more than 3 nights out of the week. Number nine, don't lie or hide anything. The more honesty, the better. Number 10, don't treat me like I'm second best. Number 11, keep our open relationship private. Only you, your girlfriend, and I need to know about this. Number 12, money makes things look and get messy. Number 13, if rules need to be added or changed, we both need to find a common ground we both can live with. So these are some of the rules that she came up with. Maybe they may be married. Who knows? I don't know. But some of the things that she said, and as I told you, when it comes down to non-monogamous relationship. And number two, she said either use a condom or both of you have to get tested every 4 months, right? So right there, she wants to have that security to know that, okay, if this is your girlfriend, this is who you're going to be with, I need to know that they are protecting themselves, that they not sexually active with someone else. And, you know, may give you something, transfer STD to you, and then as a result, when we're intimate, I get the STD. So this is why she put the rule there set in place, not to control him, but to be safe. Okay, you can't give her oral sex, meaning, okay, at the end of the day, you have a whole, he has a whole home, maybe married to her, maybe have children. If you're giving this woman oral sex, you know that when you go home, you might give your wife, your girlfriend, a kiss on the lips. She don't want to be knowing that she's kissing another woman's pussy, excuse me, to be so vulgar, when you come home and you act like everything is all cool and, you know, dainty, and it's not. So this is why she say you can't do that, you know, but some men don't care. They like to have that feeling of getting away with something, right? And then she also said, whatever you do, don't get her pregnant. Of course. Why? Because it's going to cause confusion. It's going to cause confusion because even if you have a home, you either, you know, you playing boyfriend or you trying to, you know, progress the relationship with your girlfriend or whatever the case might be. Or even if you're married, you know, and you have a whole family that you're taking care of, it can confuse the children. It can cause your wife to resent you and to want to get a divorce, you know, which is the obvious, right? So if you're doing that, you know that at the end of the day, this child may be a bastard child because that woman or that girlfriend that you have is not married to you at the end of the day. So this is why, another reason why a woman would say, or she would have that rule in place as far as don't get her pregnant. Okay. And then when she said to check in with me regularly about how things going on, I feel like at the end of the day, communication is everything. Being able to communicate about the progress of the relationship, what's going on, you know, things of that sort, not so that for she to be nosy or anything like that, but just to know about your mental health. Are you okay? You know, have you developed any emotional attachments to her that she's not aware of? Or did y'all get into something, a business thing, and, you know, things didn't work out or some things of that sort? It's your wife or your girlfriend would need to be updated on what's going on as far as the dynamic of that relationship, secondary relationship. Okay. And then I feel that when she say you can't be with your girlfriend more than 3 nights out of the week, as far as that, she's being realistic. That goes to show that she accepts, she's in agreement with the open factor of you being in a non-monogamous relationship. And that should be something that you need to respect as a man, as far as the rules that she has, okay? The rules and regulations. And like I said, it has nothing to do with control. It's just about respect of person, who you are in relationship. And when she say, don't lie or hide anything, the more honesty, the better. Because when you lie or tell a half truth, it comes right back around to bite you in the butt. And karma is a bitch, as we all know, right? Okay. So another thing she says, don't treat me like I'm second best. Meaning, if you having a good time with your girlfriend or your second girlfriend and y'all going out on vacations and y'all doing whatever within those 3 days or whatever, y'all having a good time going out to eat, don't treat her like she's secondary. Meaning, when you come home, like, oh, you don't want to be bothered, you don't want to talk to her, you don't want to do anything of that sort. Don't do that, okay? Because, you know, you may feel that you're not getting a certain type of fulfillment at home with your wife or girlfriend. So you feel that you could do more things, or the girlfriend that you have secondary could do more things than what your girlfriend or wife is doing at home. So just because she's doing what your wife or your other girlfriend won't do doesn't mean that it gives you a right to treat her as though she's secondary or second best. Okay, so money makes things look and get messy. That's a fact. That is a fact. Because when money starts to get involved in a secondary relationship, it can get messy. Because if that man is spending money on his girlfriend or whatever he has on the side, if he's not a wealthy person, but you're spending money that you know that's supposed to go into your first home with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever the case might be, that takes away from the budget or whatever it is that you're supposed to be taking care of at home when you spend it on frivolously on a secondary girlfriend or whatever the case might be, side piece or whatever. So this is why it can be it can cause a conflict of interest. Okay, so that was some of the rules that Calvin Girlfriend had came up with, and in my opinion, I don't think that it's invasive. I don't think that it's unreasonable. I really do think that it's reasonable from the aspect if she wants their relationship to grow and to be healthy as far as it being a non-monogamous relationship and open, free relationship. Okay, so that's just my thoughts. And then last thing, some people might want to know, what is your take on open relationships? I feel that open relationships are really meant for single people based on their desires, their views, and activities regarding an open relationship. And the only reason why I say that is because, I don't know, but I feel that some men use a non-monogamous relationship as an excuse to not be in a committed relationship. And I feel like that's not fair to themselves or fair to the person who they are with, if that makes any sense. So I feel at the end of the day, when, you know, when you're with someone and they don't have a common ground with themselves, or they don't, they not secure, you know, they will do things that can lead into insecurities, not just with themselves, but for the counterpart that they with, if they are not secure within themselves. If they feel that, if they feel that they have to fight for autonomy in a relationship, then it's stifling. It's not any growth or any inclination of growth when a relationship is stifled and it's not going anywhere, if that makes sense. Okay, so obviously I think at the end of the day, open relationships are for people who either want to had their relationship evolve to a a different level, a different plane, or a different level of openness, opposed to someone who's still trying to find their way and trying to find the ins and out of who they are and learning what commitment is, being committed to things that are not going to be self-sabotaging for themselves, so that way they know when they get into a relationship that they won't jeopardize it or cause it to be destructive or to end because of some of the self-sabotaging, you know, ways and factors they may have for themselves. Okay, and to piggyback on the fact of the rules, I do feel like it's vice versa when it comes down to open relationships for the men. And I do want to highlight the fact that, you know, I know this is a little bit off topic, but I know men don't like to know that their woman is cheating or been with somebody else, especially if she's giving oral sex to another guy and then coming to kiss, you know, her man when she comes home. So it's the same thing. The same thing, the same rules apply when it comes down to that. But at the end of the day, nobody likes to feel cheated on. Nobody likes to feel like they being taken advantage of. And nobody likes to feel like they insignificant in any kind of way. So I think that some people need to stand clear of that when they're in an open relationship and be fair. Don't be, don't be selfish. Don't be selfish to where it's just about you and, you know, you're not considering the people or person who you are in relationship with, if that makes sense. So with that being said, thank you all for listening to The Memoirs of Her. Bye-bye.